Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go into the festivities, I just want to let everyone know that I'm a little sick. So if I'm breathing hard, it's not because I'm masturbating. I am masturbating. Yes, it's not.
Okay.
I am still masturbating as per usual, but it's not. The breathing hard isn't from that.
Mm-hmm. You're more of a quiet masturbator than what? Yeah.
I think I'd wager to say that we all are. I'd wager to say that every single person on this show has learned how to masturbate quietly growing up living with their parents for so long. Yeah,
definitely. But, I mean, you know, when you live alone, you get a little more bold, a little louder, a finger here and there.
I don't know about that, man. I don't really want to hear myself moaning when I'm masturbating. That's not...
So you don't.
Louie, are you? Is that you?
you don't talk dirty to the computer? No, I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying that, you know, some people say.
Well, I feel like you're the type of person that would start talking shit to yourself, like, yeah, smack that thing.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Me?
You stupid.
You like
you
that
stupid
myself?
Dick. All that trouble you've gotten me into over the years, you piece of shit.
For real, though. Absolutely.
And Mick, I feel like Mick just wants to be, like, he doesn't even want to be acknowledged during sex. Like, I feel like Mick doesn't even want his girlfriend to know when it's happening.
Yeah, it's safer for everybody involved that way.
Yeah. But Mick is very, very quiet.
Slipper couple of
drinks.
I feel
like Mick, when Mick is actually having sex with his girlfriend, he does it through a hole in the sheet, but the sheet is on top of him, so she doesn't have to see him.
Well, you know, I never quite asked, but the hole in the sheet, is she covered up the whole time in the Jewish faith? Is that what it is? Or he is?
Well, I mean, that's a myth. That's a myth that doesn't actually happen, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past these super religious people to actually have done something like that, because it's so terrible. You know, I honestly, like, when you think about all the shit about, you know, like, how anti-woman religions are, like, how covered they have to be, like, doesn't that make you think that maybe there was, like, a lot of rampant homosexuality, and that was just, like, you know, cover up the woman, not because her body would force you into lust, it's because they really just don't want to see it because they love cock so much.
You might be onto something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, by that same token, I guess that's why the Greek kind of made it into their kind of daily lives. So it's a little less regimented in their religion and a little more out in the open. So it could be the ancient man was more about other men.
But there's lots of historical data saying that not only did Catholics specifically have, like, that the whole catamite thing. You guys remember the catamite, right?
Yeah, I
the
know
young
them
boy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because you were one, Lou. But the whole catamite thing. And then there was, like, a lot of Arabic history of grown men duking young boys up the butt because it was preferable. Like, it was just better than having sex with a woman. Like, you practice on a young boy before you had sex with a woman.
That sounds like very, very tragic and sad, but god damn, what are people thinking?
It's so weird that that's not an isolated incident. Like, remember,
exactly.
Louis, we read that article about...
Well,
like,
I do remember a bunch of stuff. We did. What? About Brazilian? Right. So how'd that go? Well, it was about homosexuality, I guess, in prisons. And in Brazil, it's not gay to give, but it's gay to receive in prison, or maybe in Brazil in general. But so if you're on the receiving end of a cock, then that's
gay. Well, I mean, that's
gay.
That's the rules we go by, isn't it? That's the rules all three of us go by.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think about it, it's really the other way around, because you're being stimulated by a man enough to orgasm. So really the guy who's receiving could just be a victim of a man.
Welcome. Welcome, caller. Is that Christy?
Yeah, it's me.
Christy.
Yay!
Live
and
well.
We've got our fourth member.
Oh,
it's a reunion.
Yay, hello.
Now we're home.
And if anybody knows about sleeping with young boys, it's Christy, so that's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
What?
What? What would you walk into?
That's probably the only law she hasn't broken.
Christy, how are your three little Zacalocas?
They're in trouble right now because I'm very upset. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, so
Is this legitimate, like, parenting shit? Like, they didn't clean the room?
Yeah.
Or is this, like, they didn't go pick up the weed that you needed them to get?
It's exactly what you said. They didn't clean their room, and they've been drawing this out for days, and I've had it officially. And I'm trying not to beat them.
Here's my suggestion. Don't beat them. Take them outside and spray them down like a fire hose and just be like, is this what you want? Like, this is what used to happen to us in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, with the German Shepherd on them. Seriously.
For our rights and our not cleaning our bedrooms. This is what happened. Damn,
see, this
civil
is,
rights.
Right, that's right.
Thank
be
you.
Like, be like, listen, back in the day, like, cleaning our rooms was a luxury. We were lucky if we had a room. We were sleeping in the doghouse.
They spend, like, 45 minutes arguing with each other, and then they, like, make arts and crafts and play with Legos and shit, and pretty much they think I'm, like, not threatening. It's like, oh, this cute little kitten is threatening me, whatever.
Oh, Christy, you need to pull out that goddamn belt. You need to go make You need to go make them pull a damn switch off their own tree. You know what I'm saying? Like, go outside and find me a switch so I can beat you.
I just don't feel comfortable hitting them. I'd rather give them, like, I don't know, a fucking cookie. I don't know. They
look sad.
I'll tell you what. Let Louie do it.
We feel comfortable.
Louie has no problem hitting
them
whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm going to order some drive-thru. I'm very hungry. Hold on.
Go for it.
I have no
bitch calling in from a fucking
drive-thru.
She's
so
calling
whatever.
In from a goddamn drive-thru.
At least it's not a liquor drive-thru.
Hey, those munchies are real.
This is actually exactly in line with the expectations that people have of the show. including me, actually. This is exactly what I expect from the show.
All right.
But so we actually do have things to talk about, believe it or not, because we spent a lot of time off the air, and a lot of things have happened. I don't even know if I want to talk about the current events and state of affairs when it comes to politics.
I didn't preface you guys about my condition. Look, I have a 3-day weekend, one of which I haven't had in about, like, I don't know, like, forever, and I'm okay, but I've been drinking. So I'm going to order me some Wendy's and stuff. So you guys can talk about yourselves. Trump is very big in South Carolina. The Democratic primary just ended yesterday, and 70% of South Carolina Democrats like Hillary. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to order some food. Bye.
That's
do
amazing.
I get to do that? I was doing
I mean,
laundry.
Mick, I guess, dude. I mean, I guess. I'm literally just sitting here with a cold drinking. I don't know what anybody else is doing. I don't care. That's the beauty of this show.
I, like, literally revolved my load and dryer around the show. How bad is that?
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of expect – usually I expect you to revolve your sports schedule around the show. That's what I expect.
I try to do that, yeah.
And Lou, I don't know. What do you do? Like,
his dog.
Sexually harass your wife?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. That's fair assessment. She's always trying to fight me.
Okay, they're going really slow at this Wendy's drive-thru. I haven't ordered food yet, and I'm starving. Did I mention,
I am
really drunk.
Thanks for the update.
Thank you for the update.
Thanks for coming in. Christy, do you live in South Carolina?
No, I'm trying to get
there.
She's in South Carolina. Christy, how come you people came through for fucking Hillary Clinton, who literally doesn't give a shit about black people at all?
Thanks. Man,
I feel
like we got
to
go down south and campaign for Bernie, man. We have to get involved. And I mean, I gave him some money, but I think I might have to go down there. I mean, it's not going to happen, but I think
it
should.
Would it be nice?
Right. just another.
Yeah, there's well, apparently South Carolina came back and voted for Hillary for the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's it.
I'm seeing statistics say that that Hillary has less of a chance beating Donald Trump than Bernie Sanders does. So.
Yeah, I read that a lot too. It's disappointing to me because there are a lot of people that say, oh, you know, I don't like Hillary, but if she gets a nomination, like, I'll vote for her and stuff. And here's the thing, I actually don't like Hillary as much as I don't like Republicans. She's been a Republican to me for the last 15 years.
Exactly right. And if I want a Republican, then I'll vote for a Republican. You know what's fucking sad is that it seemed like Jeb Bush, Bush, was on the Republican side the most reasonable or one of the most reasonable fucking candidates.
That's actually, you know, one of the most reasonable Republican ones is John Kasich. He's still there. Nobody's going to fucking vote for him.
Yeah, but nobody's going to vote for him.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to vote for him. But Jeb, Jeb, when it comes to the right-wing candidates, yes. He's a legacy candidate. Oh, no. But that's just the thing. Like, yes, Jeb is somewhat reasonable because he's got a Mexican wife, and she's probably, you know, touching his wang and saying things to him like, you don't want my family to be thrown out of the country. You don't want that.
I know touch it if you turn them away.
I know touch it. No. No.
No touchy.
No touchy. More Windex.
Right. Windex. Oh no.
So you got Jeb. I mean, and let's face it, like, Jeb is moderate by current Republican standards, but in no way is he actually like moderate by human standards.
But
right.
Do you think he actually got hurt by being a Bush though? Like, because he was more reasonable than I thought he would be going in, but I think just that stigma of being the third one, I think nobody wanted a part of that.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'll tell you what the problem was. It's not that he's a Bush. It's that he's literally terrible up against other people. He's terrible in person. He's a zilch. He's got zero fucking charisma. The guy had, regardless of how shitty his brother was, he could have piggybacked that shit. Because his dad is fucking George H.W. Bush, who's a very well-respected Republican scumbag piece of shit. His brother, as much as everybody, you know, all the liberals hate his brother, like, his brother still carries some weight in the conservative party. But then you put him in front of somebody like Donald Trump, who just walks up one side of him and down the other. Like, everybody took a piece out of Jeb. Jeb was just kind of like, he was kind of like the stoner, like he was kind of like the guy who's rebelled against his dad by being a stoner in college, and then when he got out, he really tried hard to fit back into the establishment, but the damage is already done, and his heart wasn't in it. You know?
Well, I like the fact that, you know what, there's a part of Jeb Bush, because I lived in Florida, you know what I mean? They elected him and continue to elect him, and Charlie Crist was going to endorse him, all that bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
Fuck Charlie Crist, by the way. I was there for Charlie Crist.
Yeah. Right. Anywho, he wasn't very charismatic. Every now and then he would come across as, like, dry, like he has, like, a sense of humor, but it's, like, I don't know. I speak for all black people in general, and I think if he was funny, it would be like funny to a white person. Like, like, they like Golden Girls and Unsolved Mysteries, and they have like a stamp collection and some bullshit.
So Jeb Bush is basically the Golden Girls of politics.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the Blanche of politics. Like, you know, that's how I feel. You know what I mean? He's kind of a tramp. You know what I mean? Like, I could see him, like, I don't know, sleeping around with other octogenes.
Well, see, here's the thing. I think Jeb was like kind of the kick around brother, you know, like the one who he was the one who got all the hand-me-downs. He was the one who was like, you got to be more like your brother, and you know,
yeah,
you got to be more like this and that. And he just, once you put him on a national stage like that, like all of these assholes are hungry. You know, even that Canadian lying piece of shit Ted Cruz is hungrier than Jeb.
Yeah.
And Jeb's had it good his whole life. His dad and his brother made the Bush name famous, and he's just been coasting off of that. So you get him on the national stage, and they're like, Jeb, you're a weak little faggot bitch. And he's just like, oh, no, I'm not. You guys can't talk to me like that.
So when he, you know, stepped down, that wasn't no surprise. And, like, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are, like, the first ones to hop up and say, it's a three-man race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The establishment hates Trump, and they can't stand Cruz. They don't care for Marco Rubio, and they just feeling like we just don't want Hillary in office. So one of those super PACs put their money on Bernie Sanders because they'd rather have Bernie Sanders in office than Hillary.
I thought Bernie Sanders hasn't accepted any money from super PACs. I thought he...
No. They're putting a camp... They're doing it all independently. A super PAC doesn't have to get an endorsement of the candidate to put some shit out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Hillary Clinton is the prime example of exactly what Bernie Sanders stands against in politics. And it's the corporate money. Like, everybody has known for years that Republicans don't give a shit where their money comes from. They have all these super PACs that are poured into by every special interest group under the sun, every fucking corporation, whatever. But Hillary's been there, too. That's been Hillary. She's been the one that's been accepting the same money that Republicans accept. You know, which is why people like the Koch brothers, this giant conglomerate of fucking, you know, food and transportation and shit, it's why they have a budget for both Republicans and Democrats, because they pay the majority of the money into the Republicans, and they pay a smaller amount of money into the Democrats, and the first person to take the money is always fucking Hillary. It's always been Hillary. She's happy to take that shit. You want me to speak for Goldman Sachs, who've absolutely raped the entire country when it comes to finance? Yes. No fucking problem. What do you want me to say? You want me to stand in front of your people and say whatever? I don't care. Just give me the fucking money. Give it to me. Hand it over. You want me to say that babies are horrible and we should burn them? Yes. Give me the money.
I mean,
I'll go over there. I'll say that shit. Whatever. Just give it. Give me the money. Just give me the money.
Give me the money.
Give that shit to me. That's
I
that's
like
Hillary.
The fact that he. I like Bernie Sanders for the fact of the whole Black Lives Matter. You know, I really don't like you white folks. But, you know, married to you and shit, you're very useful and you made me pretty baby.
Well, you know what,
shit.
I was just watching a video of Killer Mike talking at a Bernie conference, and he was saying, you have Hillary who's literally, because Bernie Sanders had one of his speeches interrupted by the Black Lives Matter movement. What he did was he stepped aside and let them talk, and he actually tried to talk to them and figure out what the fuck is, like, this is a dude who actually fucking listens. Even if it's in the middle of his own campaign speech, the motherfucker actually is trying to figure out why these people are so mad and angry. And he already knows. Homeboy knows because he's been doing the civil rights thing for fucking 50 years. All right? And Hillary, she got somebody coming up and saying shit, and she's like, oh, you know, get her out of here. Shut her up, get her out of here. She's interrupting my shit. And that's what Killer Mike was saying. He was like, I got a picture 51 years ago of Bernie Sanders chained to a black woman protesting for civil rights. I don't have no pictures like that of Hillary Clinton.
There's a soundbite of her calling gang members super predators.
I know, I've seen that shit.
Yeah.
Christy, I don't understand black folks because... Like, I realize this is a crazy white Jewish guy, but he has literally been in the trenches with Martin Luther King. No fucking, no shit, no kidding aside, he was there with Martin Luther King Jr. He was at the Martin Luther King March, man. He was fucking there.
Listen.
There's pictures.
Bernie Sanders is Converse. Hillary Clinton is Jordan. The end.
All right. That's completely intelligible. Yeah, but.
Do you get it? Do you get it?
So Bernie Sanders is Converse
good.
And Hillary
Converse
Clinton
has
is
been
Jordan.
Converse has been around forever. They're tried and true. They ain't going no goddamn where, and they look good with any goddamn outfit.
True.
Hillary Clinton is expensive, bloated, piece of plastic bullshit, and you keep coming out with some brand new bullshit every goddamn year.
Yeah.
No, that's actually that's surprisingly a cogent point. Actually, I'm impressed that you're drunk ass.
You're welcome, bitch.
Good metaphor.
So wait, so then what the fuck is Ted Cruz and what's Donald Trump?
Okay. Ted Cruz is when reality hits religiosity. It makes no fucking sense. It comes from Canada and it's a bunch of bullshit. Donald Trump, it speaks to the actuality of the Republican candidacy. These are representative of what these motherfuckers really think. You guys fool yourself one moment and think that this ain't how it is. You conservative motherfuckers are racist. You're scared, and you don't like somebody who's in charge that's actually differently colored than you. Fuck all y'all and your mama too.
you literally could have hung up the phone right there.
You should have
hung up the phone right there. That would have been a mic drop, actually.
Mic drop, yeah, totally.
That would have been a mic drop. So, Louis, who do you have any care about what's happening in politics whatsoever? Do you have any dog in this race this year?
I'm obviously rooting for Bernie Sanders, but, I fear that... like I said, I try to put my money where my mouth is, and I actually gave him $50. I don't know about you broke motherfuckers, probably didn't do that, but, you gotta put up or shut up. So.
I sent him one of Christie's unborn fetuses. That's what I did.
Yep. Azure's number 12. I don't give my first
That's
one
right.
up. That's
Christie, how about you skip a Wendy's meal and send him $10?
No, it's going to Christie's, Sutherberg. Shit.
What?
It's going to auction.
Not be cheap, guys. Not be cheap. Nick, you're working, right? What's up? $20? You got 20 for Bernie?
Where are we going?
I gotta see. I don't know if I'm gonna actually contribute financially. But,
You have a really marked ability to contribute to absolute nonsense because you play fantasy football and or baseball. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Right.
So
new ways to waste time. What's this fantasy
that's
bullshit?
That's right. Well, that's
what
that
about
is absolutely,
the fantasy?
I need a new way.
Folk.
I need a way to
that
waste
is a
time.
White folk fucking pastime right there. Playing fantasy football, baseball, hockey. That is a white boy fucking
I don't know anything.
Can we agree
about
on that?
That?
Well, that's because you're not a white boy.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a white man as a husband, but he don't do that. I don't get it.
That's because he got no time. He's trying to feed fucking 13 kids.
Seriously.
Well, it's 15. Thanks for counting. Yeah.
So Mick, who are you leaning towards?
I don't know. It's such a shit show. I think going to my head, I would lean towards Bernie, but I'm not exactly crazy about it. I'm certainly not voting for Republican. So.
Oh, somebody chimed up. She said, "You better come correct." She's a Trump fan.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now, to be honest
well,
with you.
Well, South Carolina went
about...
Trump.
I heard South State Carolina went Trump and Hillary. Hillary and Trump. That's what happened in
yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the race
so
was even called before it was even over when it came to Hillary. It was like, yeah, well, 20% for...
Yeah,
Bernie.
But Bernie Sanders said that they got decimated among black voters in South Carolina. So what is it? What is it? Is Hillary Clinton still riding on Bill's popularity with black
voters? Yes.
Folks? Is that what's happening?
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Exactly what's
happening. Definitely.
And then Trump is ratcheting down on Muslims and building the wall to Mexico. So brown people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
See, I see. Here's the thing. Obviously, Trump is racist. I can't even say that personally he is racist because rapist too. Actually, he probably is rapist as well. Rapist and racist. But but is he a racist personally, or is it just another that the guy knows how to entertain people? He knows how to get attention. That's the one thing he's extremely good at, and nobody can deny the fact that he knows how to get attention. Is that just him pandering to the lowest common denominator, or is he really the racist piece of shit scumbag that he's making himself out to be?
Both.
Best of both worlds. How about that? He's both.
I say both. He's pandering, and he's a racist piece of shit.
I can live with that because that doesn't surprise Louie and I have had this thing for probably about like 15 years that Donald Trump is a huge piece of garbage and should have been assassinated years ago.
Man,
like we used to say that
Donald Trump a long time invested.
It's easy to do that in New York because we know what kind of shit he's done because he's based in New York and he's done a lot of shit here.
He's a scumbag, yeah.
I don't know what that was, but let's continue the conversation. So,
yeah, Trump, you know, for all the shit that Southern people talk about New York and the billionaires and Wall Street, yet, you know, he's the epitome of it, you know? Like, he's a New York billionaire. Has nothing to do with that.
He's made his money in barely legal ways. And I'm not talking
I'm
going to
say like this.
You know,
if Trump gets elected and he's the president, you know what I'm saying? Goodbye, everybody. They then made like a 10-foot wall around Mexico and they didn't sell my black ass back to Africa for no damn reason. I don't know what happened to my children. Because they probably thought they were Puerto Rican. They sent them to Puerto Rico and shit. So I'm gonna say goodbye.
Yeah, we're moving out of the country.
Yeah,
it was nice knowing
you. Know what?
Y'all.
They elected Ronald Reagan, who was pretty much a joke. The guy was an actor. They elected an actor for president, and he's still being championed by little fucking robotic shits like Marco Rubio. As the end-all, be-all of fucking Republican politics. Okay, so apparently this country really... There are times when this country really has no fucking idea what it's doing.
Most times.
What I don't understand is that Donald Trump has always been the guy that doesn't give a flying fuck about Ma and Pa Kettle in the middle of fucking nowhere. He wants to make money.
Right.
And what he does is he makes money. He has people invest in a property and by property I don't necessarily mean land. I mean a brand. He has people invest in a brand. He fucking makes terrible business decisions, which happens.
Mm-hmm.
That shit happens in companies. But then he has to declare bankruptcy because of these things. Chapter 11, which means he shrinks his company, sells off a lot of assets, and has to shrink the amount of employees. This guy has laid off. He wants to talk about creating fucking jobs. The dude has destroyed so many jobs. He's declared Chapter 11 four times. He's defrauded his fucking investors four times. Once or twice, you're like, hey, okay, you know, maybe, hey, shit happens, economy's in a downturn, whatever. Four fucking times, he's writing this shit into his business plan. It's his business plan.
Yeah.
Take a loan and not pay
that. It's part of his business plan to fucking fire a shitload of, to hire a bunch of people, put the company nearly into the ground, fire a whole shitload of people, sell off the stock to other people to help get the company, like, even, reduce his share to, like, a 27% share, which in a lot of cases is still a controlling share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then never have to pay back the fucking idiots who threw money into him in the first place. And you could say, yeah, buyer beware, you know, maybe people should stop giving him credit, but apparently everybody in the world is retarded. Apparently even businesses are retarded.
No.
I don't,
the original gangsters, all politicians.
I ran into some people that wanted to vote for Trump, and I brought up, you know, how he's a fiscal disaster, and like, oh, wouldn't you do the same? I'm like, you know, I don't want the person who's going to, you know, run the country to be a scumbag.
Right.
That would be nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like we've avoided that the last 50-some-odd times.
Something a lot more scummier about him.
Right.
Oh, no, definitely.
Where other people have been
definitely.
Evil.
He talks about fucking immigrants and his... At least two of his three wives don't even fucking speak English properly. They put his current wife on the fucking microphone, and she was like, "Yes, I vote Donald Trump, and I get cheated and shit for
Vodka.
America."
Amen.
This motherfucker. Like, oh, keep all the Mexicans out, except if his wife is one. Yes, I am from Mexico, not Russia, like I found. I am from the Mexico. I know what it is like there.
It's like the Pope said he wasn't Christian because you shouldn't be trying to put a wall to keep people out. He was like, fuck you, Pope. It's going 10 feet higher now, bitch. Like, really? And the people in the crowd are like, yay! I'm like,
yeah.
If Trump gets in office, we're more unsafe than we started. You know, this crazy thing about keeping the Muslims out. What kind of crazy shit is that? That's not what I want my president to say.
No,
not
but he could
all.
Never do that. He couldn't do that. Like, all of the shit. Here's what's so disturbing to me about the Trump candidacy is that all of the shit that he talks about can't actually be done. There are enough safeguards in place to prevent any of the shit that he's talking about from ever actually happening. Because, you know, liberal voters may be lazy now, and they're not coming out to support Bernie Sanders, which I think is a huge fucking mistake on their part. But when it comes to shit like this, the ACLU gets up in arms, and then, you know, George Soros and all the other fucking liberal billionaires come out of the woodworks to start fucking tossing their support behind shit like this, and advertising drops because, you know, as much as middle America is apparently the place where the most people are, the most cluster of retards are, which is why they go there to try to gather these votes, the people with the money are in the big liberal cities, period. Period.
Uh-huh.
There's no fucking way around that shit. And when they vote with their money, that's when you start seeing, you know, like when somebody makes a racist comment on a TV show or whatever, and people start backing out of advertising, it's because they know that the big liberal, vegan, asshole, douchebag liberals are going to be like, oh, we're pulling our support from them because they're racist.
Right.
And it's not even because they actually believe that, because that's a PC thing to do. So they start pulling their money out, and that's when people make big fucking decisions. Like, okay, you know, we need to stop this. So if Trump were to ever be president, God, please, God in heaven, if you fucking exist at all, if you make that happen, you want Armageddon. There is no fucking way that you could make Donald fucking Trump.
It's coming down. It's going down, bitch.
The president of the United States of America, unless you want Ragnarok.
From Coachella.
No way.
From Coachella, bitch.
There's no way. Jesus, God, hear our prayers, all four of us. We're gonna pray right now. It's prayer circle time.
Yes.
Questionable intelligence report. Please, please, oh Jesus Christ, in heaven,
amen,
or on earth, wherever the fuck you are right now, because we don't even know if you're actually real, Jesus.
We beg you.
Look, we beg you, Jesus, do not allow President Donald Trump to happen.
I'm going to let
I took a couple of big fat Trumps this morning. Oh. I Trumped all over the bowl. I took the messiest Trump I've ever taken in my life this morning.
I'm going to
Jesus, and I know you saw it because you were there. Lord God in heaven, hear me now. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus,
I'm
you do not want to let the
bitch,
people
don't
of
let
this
happen.
Be subjected to, oh, Lord Jesus, the candidacy of a President Trump, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, hear our prayers. Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, jumping Michael Jesus.
Jesus.
To want to cry.
Buddha. One of you motherfuckers. Jesus.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, motherfucking man.
Amen.
Amen.
Mick, where's your amen?
I said amen.
You said that was amen. A weak amen. I, you know what? If we get President Trump, Mick, it's your fault.
Yeah. It's your fucking fault. That's right. He didn't say it right. I said it right.
It's your fault for that weak-ass amen, Mick.
You did it. Shit.
It's all you.
Thank you.
It's on you now.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a heavy burden.
You fucked it up.
You fucked it all up for us, Mick. So what it comes down to, and here's the scary part. Like, I really believe that there are enough people in this country that hate Hillary Clinton that they would never vote for her as president. And I there are enough people in liberal ass New York alone that hate Hillary Clinton.
Well, we hate Hillary Clinton, but for the exact opposite.
Black people love her.
And you know what? You know what? There's this big thing about how it's you can't hate Hillary Clinton because she has a vagina, and I have a huge issue
vagina?
With that. Have any of you guys run into
does.
That shit? Yes, no, I have a
very
huge
much.
Issue with vagina. Yes, but no, there like I've actually run into a huge wall of people that are basically like you can't hate Hillary Clinton because she has a vagina. You can't do it.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yes. It's hard. Like, what if she
Which
gets on her... It's retarded. I don't know. It's just the male hyper-ego bullshit.
Well,
but,
no, it's a whole feminist bent that, you know, she's worked to get where she is, so... But we're not going to have time to talk about that in the last 2 minutes of the show, so I'm gonna call it, because I think that's a topic that we'll have to touch on next time, but... I'm glad everybody showed up, Christy. It made me so happy that you were drunk.
Yay.
So happy.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. I had a hobo just try to open the door right now. I almost kicked his ass.
Of course you did. You are the hobo magnet. Magnet of hobos. Lou, I love you. I'll see you soon, my sweetheart.
All right.
You're always in my heart and my prayers.
Thank you.
You're being so extra sweet, Mike. I'm not used to it.
Seriously. I'm going to get my
laundry. I love y'all. All right.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.